As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits, from Unknown Tome Publishing. A 4th edition D&D supplement for all levels, featuring 63 new unique treasures, including 6 item sets and 28 new hazards and terrain powers. The Devious Book of Fumbles and Crits will have you critting and fumbling your way into D&D gold. Visit our website to pick up this product in print or as a PDF.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Wait.
I feel like I'm probably going to use better you than me more than I would use the other one.
Alright. So, for this exciting episode of Ripper. First thing on the chopping block are Ivan's fingers. Bring them out.
What?
Alright. Second on the chopping block
are my fingers.
You guys,
how about we play with no fingers?
Roll the dice with your mind.
Or your mouth.
He said to make me stop with my mind. And then he punched me in the face. One of the best lines in Infamous. You guys basically get to decide how, where, and what you're going to be doing with your lodge. So it's basically the East End Ripper Lodge above Annie's. It's basically just not big enough for an actual expanding lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was set up originally as a temporary lodge anyway.
I just thought of a cool idea, but my character would not suggest it.
What?
Have a boat. Connections of dots, and have it big enough and weak enough to put my character
So basically, we have a river boat for a Ripper's Lodge. East End does encompass the docks.
But that would mean one of our leaders never works right in base.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't.
Alright, so the real question is, where in London do you guys want to set up? East End is, of course, where the most trouble happens, but of course it's also the shady part of town.
Isn't that our area
we are technically
supposed to take care of?
London's Ripper Lodge.
You guys are London and England, because, as I said, the Von Helsing estate usually needs all the help it can get.
London is a big, busy city.
Mm-hmm. What are the closest cities to London that are actually a decent size?
Not a lot. London basically has kind of enveloped the area. You've of course got areas like, oh, God, you really have to remember my geography.
Yep. I think.
Alright, hold on.
Alright, while Andre's trying to remember this, I'm going to go get myself something to drink.
You guys got water, let me tell you now.
No. Do we have clean cups?
I have no idea.
Did you do the dishes at all, Ivan?
No.
Okay, no. I guess I'm rinsing out my water bottle then.
Out of England. Alright. Yay, Google Maps.
Woo!
There are, of course, a number of basically little offshoot towns, for example, Rent and Barnet and Lose
hand?
I don't know. But London is basically the big boy around here. Further on the coast, there's Bristol. To the south, there's things like Eastport. There's Lanchester. There's Nottingham. Manchester's the other big town, with Liverpool then, I think, coming in third. If anyone's from England, please yell at me about my geography. I'm only looking at Google Map.
And that's a modern Google Map.
So and that is a modern Google Map.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone is an expert in 1892 maps of England, please let me know.
Well,
just send us some.
Is there a location in which we can settle, like, in, like, Crossroad? We can easily access a lot of these places?
Yeah, actually,
there's some places.
That's the reason why
London is the big travel.
That's why I would say stay in London, is because we can travel anywhere in the world here. If we go to some offshoot town, we're going to have to take a carriage ride. And then take London's trip wherever.
Yeah. I agree. I think we should stay in London, but, as far as where in London, I think we should be close to East End, but not...
I was thinking maybe, like, in between, like, East End and...
Near East End, but not in it.
The reason why I think East End probably would be a good idea is because when things go bad in a poor section of town, no one really pays attention, so we're able to hide better. It's sort of an upper-class thing where you have to dress a suit to enter their lodge. You cannot dress... Scroundry, because you know what? You're in an upper crust place.
As I said, we should be in somewhere close to East End, but not in it.
I was thinking, like, on the borders. You know, half in East End, half elsewhere.
Yeah.
What do you guys wrong with East End? You know?
I'm sorry, the two higher status people don't want to be in East End.
I do believe that. Is it? Yeah, we're more likely going to be actually in East End. We're actually doing our work.
But the thing is East End offers the most level of anonymity, which is what you guys are probably shooting for.
Yes, that is true.
And as the voice of Travis.
I still think if we were just on the border of East End...
Well, would you
then,
like,
then
would
you actually
like
have...
Heart, or would you like to be on the border?
He'd like to be closer, but... Because, honestly, Rippers are supposed to stay secret. A gunshot in the East End won't go missed. But even if it's a shot near the border of North or South, someone will investigate.
I vote for being in the, basically, heart of East End. I know that you guys don't like the reputation hits that you got for going to the East End, but...
Hey, there is this new place... It was recently burned down. It's heavily fortified. You can go there. They just have to get over the lack of windows.
Had water that had been in there who knows how long, so I thought it might be best to rinse it out.
Amen.
We could try and find, like, an old...
I don't think we have windows now.
Do we have windows?
We might have one.
You have a couple windows.
Do you think an old warehouse would probably be good?
I honestly was thinking it's like a basement. Like a cellar or something.
And so one of the other questions is, where do you want to put it? Above ground level or below ground level? Because that will matter on, you know, what you then pick.
Because I believe...
Wait! We should be underneath the zoo.
No, we are not building a tiger cave.
Everyone, to the tiger cave!
But, I like to go underground because you probably could expand underground instead of being above ground where you have to actually take up nosepool space.
We do have to be careful because of the sewer system.
The benefit of being underground, too, is it's much harder to assault, basically.
Yeah.
That is the trade-off.
Yes, it is easy.
Above ground, you guys have escape routes. Below ground, you're using the exact same door they're attacking from.
Although we make secret compartments for people to hide in. So when they come in, there's not so many members. Be back in 5 minutes. Everybody hides under the walls and floors.
I'm sorry. The Ripper's Lodge is closed.
Cabal, come back tomorrow. When we have more members and more guns.
If you set up an appointment, please leave your number.
Cabal wants to assault tomorrow. Are we open tomorrow?
I want to look around because I have this thing at noon.
I have a play to attend.
We'll have to call him back.
Fencing match.
You always have a fencing match.
Yes, I do.
That is his day job.
Yes, it is.
My day job is currently telling me, yeah, stay there until we send you more orders.
Yep, I have a day job. No, that's your day job.
Take care of me.
Each of us actually has a legitimate day job.
Well, legitimate.
No, his is literally legitimate. He is her aide.
And she's rich. That's her job.
Noble.
Yep. My job is to be hoity-toity.
My job is to be awesome.
It's not really a job if I'm not getting paid for it.
That's the other thing. I was kind of like, you're her bodyguard and you're her servant. She doesn't pay either of you. And yet neither of you have mentioned this yet.
Exactly.
Because I don't really view her myself as her bodyguard.
I always thought that was just her cover story.
I have been sending telegrams to America going like, where's my paychecks?
Lost in the mail.
What?
Yes,
the U.S. mail has trouble getting to the U.K.
It's lost in the mail for the last 10 years.
When it does finally get there, be nice and...
In reality, they never sent it.
I was like, you have a nice stockpile.
They were really hoping that he would die on the way there.
Hey, we were in Canada. You should have picked up your paycheck then.
Yeah, because Canada is part of America, right?
Yeah, isn't it?
It's on the
part of North America. Not America, but North America.
It's on the same continent.
I was an Englishman, you would know that. Canada's a good, loyal colony.
Oh, that's true.
America, a bunch of dirty heathens.
They're at least not loyal like Canada.
We're perfectly loyal to America.
Okay,
so, my grandfather fought in this War of 1812.
That was Canada and... Who?
What?
I don't remember.
That was Britain and England. And
the U.S.
The U.S.
Thank you. Of course, aid from Canada because it's a colony.
Yes. So it's technically Canada versus the U.S. Kind of.
Canada has never fought a war on its own soil.
They did participate in World War II, though.
In addition, the U.S. invaded Canada.
Well, yeah, the French and Indian War.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So far it sounds like we want to go underground and we want to be in East End. Now we just need to find a location in which we can meet.
Mm-hmm. Alright. So
Englishman who knows the city and...
Actually, this is a streetwise.
Yeah, people are streetwise.
Can I borrow your dice, Andre?
No. Nor can you, Ivan. All of you have to make up what you got.
I got 28.
Unfortunately,
he's
90.
My street rise is a 4. I exploded 3 times. So that's a 16.
I got 106.
The DC for you was actually 400.
Your DC was over 9,000.
It's over 8,001!
His power level is 1,006. Really? Yeah, kick his ass, Nappa.
I don't know, 1,006 actually was pretty close to Nappa, if I recall.
No, that was one rat.
Oh, rat.
I remember a number of ratitzes.
Krillin is worth 1.2 ratitzes. Vegeta is worth 10 ratitzes.
Sweet
or 15. That's right, Raditz was so weak, we used him as a unit of measurement.
And yet he kicked both Piccolo's and Goku's ass when they fight him. And then the angry little boy came out and killed him.
Got 11.
Alright, 11.
Thanks to a wild card back.
Gohan used headbutt. It's super effective.
Alright.
Here's the good. Looks like his father.
For underground, Ryan.
You got a 5.
You and the American identify two locations.
Okay.
The basement of a restaurant called Luigi's.
Sweet pizza.
Is this better than Mario?
The pizza just flies higher.
And
is it green?
You also identify a below a general store. Both of those are basically suitable locations. Ivan, with a raise, you actually have heard of basically an abandoned lot that has a basement.
Lot?
Basically like an abandoned building.
Huh.
Hmm. Oh. That sounds much better than ours.
Yes, it does.
If we went with Luigi, do we get free food?
Yes.
The restaurant and store would be a good cover-up.
They'd be good covers, but at the same time, if we have an abandoned warehouse, I assume warehouse-y kind of thing.
Abandoned building. It's abandoned tenement building.
That's actually much... Hey, if we really wanted to, we could get the tenement building, fix it up, rent rooms out, and then use the basement as our base of operations.
But wouldn't we have to actually buy the place?
Yes, you would.
Isn't that part of the budget?
No.
That's renting it, I assume, or...
You would have to buy the building. As I said, right now it's abandoned, so you guys could squat in the basement and no one would notice. And then you would eventually have to buy the building. Which is probably cheap, because it's pretty run down.
You know, honestly, I say we go with that. It's,
yeah.
Because this way, we also, should we need it, and we outgrow the rooms in our house with people...
Other places?
I only had three.
Oh, wait.
Two of which were available on a success, one of which was available on a raise.
Ah.
There you go.
Well, I like the raise.
That's kind of why it's a raise and not just a success.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, what did I give with my two?
You find that they're all located near the sewers and you just don't want to go down there.
Well, you find this cool boat.
No!
I like Luigi's because it's free food. But
yeah, it's nice to have free food.
But let's go with the abandoned building.
Hey, if we're
maybe the rich people will buy it.
I would say if we're really successful, we can turn it into a restaurant.
Well, or we could just rent out the tenements and then use money to go buy food, you know, like regular people.
Or the bottom floor could be like a shopping center where you have the restaurant on the bottom floor.
We do
have
pay
a food court.
We do pay people for 10 pounds, which is very good pay. They should be able to buy their own damn food.
They're basically better paid than most clerical workers, or some clerical workers.
How much, on average, do clerical workers make?
Alright. Your average laborer makes 4 pounds a month. Wow. Your average skilled tradesman, makes 8 pounds a month, and a clerical worker makes 13 pounds a month.
Oh, okay.
You guys are basically outdoing skilled tradesmen such as
blacksmiths. Cobblers.
Blacksmiths are kind of going out because of the industrialization.
They make horseshoes.
Yeah, but as I said, they're going out. I didn't say they're gone, they're going out. I'm taking you with me!
There's less swords and armor.
Blacksmith actually isn't a weaponsmith.
Yes.
Blacksmith makes like doorknobs, door hinges.
That's what they make now.
And they can make things like axes because those are tools that also happen to be
hatchets.
Actually, yeah. You're thinking more of a weaponsmith than a blacksmith. Blacksmith is a more general term for it.
Weaponsmith kind of went out when guns came in.
Well, they still
guns first came out, there was still a call for melee weaponry because it takes so damn long to release.
Especially when you need to put a blade on top of your gun.
What? You need to somehow integrate a revolver into a sword.
Dude. It actually did happen.
Or you need to create a gun. Guns are made of metal too, guys.
That's a gunsmith.
You need to give me those two guns from the vampire game I have.
Oh, yeah.
With the two blades on the end that Ivan just meleeed everyone with. He didn't even shoot the guns.
That's what I did. Because it was too hard to aim, so he just walked up and went, flack! And off it came its head. Anywho. Alright, so you guys have successfully picked out your venue. It's an old, abandoned tenement building.
Mm-hmm.
The building itself is actually on sale for only 100 pounds. If you guys want, is for sale at 100 pounds. You guys, of course, can negotiate, but it's for sale at 100 pounds if you guys really want to buy it now.
Can we negotiate? I want to negotiate.
Okay. How many pounds do I have right now? 29.
I have 25.
Just gonna add
I have 97.
Yes.
I have 101.
I can pitch in 15.
Mm-hmm. And basically the way that this goes is it's an opposed persuasion roll.
Okay.
could you hand me my dice bag?
Can just go to negotiate.
If you guys, if you roll double one, then what that means is you've insulted the person and they're actually going to raise the price.
Well, he rolled three times, so I'm
I got a seven.
Yeah, I'm hoping that wasn't a...
Who's your primary? Was it Jessica?
I don't know.
Because she can get a seven fairly easy.
I'd assume it was Jessica since she has a much better persuasion.
Because you have like a d6 plus four.
Yeah.
So you roll three and you get what he got for a raise.
Yeah.
Alright, you get out your dice first.
I'm sorry, but Jessica's the face.
No, yeah. I'm not attractive. It's okay.
She's attractive and noble. I mean, she's attractive, a noble, and rich.
Okay, I got it.
It's a 20. It explodes.
Ooh. Oh, damn it. 32. 32 plus 4 is...
Let me get out my d6.
Seven plus one is twelve.
I need to get out my dice. Basically, since you guys are in East End, you're not looking at a prime negotiator. 11. Okay. So since you just beat them, because of Ryan's successful assistance, apparently they like fencing, they're willing to give it to you for 90 pounds. 10% discount.
You
can
do that.
That sounds cool.
And after that, of course, it's, you know, yours.
Yeah, at some point, we need to fix it up. But
yeah, right now, you guys...
We own it!
Yeah, we do.
All right, so, mark off your money.
I don't have to worry about someone coming in. Hey, what are you doing in my building?
Hey, hi.
Everyone, run! Scatter! Everyone, one door. Shit.
What are you doing in my building? Suddenly, all the Rippers scatter like cockroaches. Cockroaches look into the light and scatter like cockroaches.
Wait, how do we,
the cockroaches scatter like rippers.
Yeah, how do we want to split this?
40, 40, 5, 5.
No.
I can pitch in 15.
I can pitch in 15-ish as well.
Because that would leave me 10 pounds for... Let's go here. Okay, I have 10 pounds.
That leaves you guys with 60 pounds, so 30 pounds apiece. Is that all right?
Sure, that's fine.
You guys are much better off than Ivan and I are.
That's fine. Yeah. We can do that.
Okay.
I see that fits
when you're done.
It
fits all
nine more. Alright. Alright, now, basically the way this is going to work is because, you know, I'm kind of a douche monkey, I kind of figured out a little system to make you guys work for your bait lodge. Since you don't have to worry about persuasion streetwise and persuasion rolls for recruitment, what you instead have to do is you have to basically hire an engineer, unless you guys have one.
Which we don't.
For your facilities, which will basically do the underground basement, reinforce it, kind of make it a secret door, not talk about it, and laborers, which is basically going to be a streetwise to find the people, and then a persuasion to make them work. Or you could use intimidate, but that might not work well in the long run. Resources is going to be a streetwise role, not a persuasion role. Because what this means is basically you're going around and investing in businesses and then using the monthly income. Or, you know, you're just kind of, you know, starting up, for example, a child's fund for China. And then, conveniently, the child's fund to China is going right into your lodge.
You know, or we could do the, you know, that's a really nice storefront you got there. Be a shame if something was to happen to it.
Yeah, but of course that might offend, you know, is anyone heroic in this party, actually?
No.
Never mind.
It might offend him, since he's honorable.
Yeah, he couldn't do that. Alright, and then influence is persuasional. Basically, you have to go around to kind of the, you know, local respectables. In addition, you have to go basically schmooze at the lodge.
Alright, so I guess we'll get the engineer first. He said that was a streetwise, correct?
Yes, that's a streetwise.
I'm a good engineer. Go, my minions.
Alright, streetwise to locate the engineer.
Can I get the dice again? I apparently didn't grab my dice out of it.
I had a 5.
You're focused on your task. Ooh, that's bad.
I'm glad it's a solo effort.
Well, were you guys assisted or anything?
I thought it was a solo effort.
I was going to assist Ryan.
Because with double ones, you will basically insult one of the engineers and they will not work for you. That's what you're looking at. So on a success, you will only have an option of one engineer.
Okay.
Really?
Apparently you're just really insulting. There you go.
Two!
You build house!
By the way, did I get another Benny because of Common Bond? Or are you not doing that?
That's what Bill did, and I'm actually all for it.
I'm just kidding. I'll keep it separate.
Yes, do keep it separate. It's a Benny that you can only spend on someone else's behalf. I do kind of like what Bill did with that.
I like how you started that out. You're like, that's what Bill did, and I'm all for that.
Well, it makes sense, because basically what it means is you can spend bennies on other people, but there's no actual reward to you. So what he does is he gives you basically a free Benny that you spend on someone else.
Basically, he gives the group a free Benny that you get, that the person with common bond gets to decide when it's used.
Yes.
Whatever. D6. 4. 6.
6. So that's a plus 1. Now, Ryan, make your streetwise roll.
Do you have streetwise?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I thought you did.
I got a 5.
Okay, so that's a 6.
So you got what I rolled?
Yeah.
Grumble.
Right. So was that the first one or the second roll?
This was the second roll?
Okay, re-roll, I guess.
Yes, you had a streetwise earlier, then you have a second streetwise.
This is what I get for not paying attention.
But there are 5. The first time. I don't know what you're talking about. Exactly. Why are we rolling again?
Because we're doing influence now, Ryan.
No, you guys are hunting down an engineer.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, yeah, I rolled for that already.
Okay, so it's a 6, which is much better than the 2 you just rolled.
Yes, right. It is.
So, you guys have 2 options. A German engineer by the name of Hans Junder.
Okay.
Is he related to another Hans?
Shh. And then there is a Greek architect by the name of Julius.
Caesar?
Greek. I don't know why he's named Julius. That's the name generator. let's change it to Italian so it makes more sense. An Italian designer and a German designer. And then the third one is Japanese, and the axis is formed.
Well, do either of them have reputations?
That's a simple streetwise to figure out what their reputation is. Oh, by the way, the other thing I forgot about was for basically every check, streetwise and or persuasion, it basically costs you a pound.
Okay. I got a 5.
Okay, I mean my dice back. Alright, so 5.
4.
And 3.
Yep.
Alright, so you guys have only spent 1 pound so far, basically gathering information, bribing people, and advertising and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The German is known for function over form. He is very square and very utilitarian, so your base will not look nice, but it is going to be...
it will definitely get the job done.
Yeah. And the Italian is known for his ability to keep secrets.
How'd you find that out?
Because you don't know what buildings he's built. But you do know he is renowned.
Honestly, I vote we go with the Italian.
Yep.
This secret...
What about the Japanese?
We didn't find him.
But why? I was joking.
Oh.
Even if he was there, I would definitely vote against it.
That's what your double ones was. Maybe there was a Japanese.
Well, I thought there was supposed to be an architect here, but all I found was this bloody smear and a kidney.
And a silver knife.
And then...
And a broken silver knife, because it always happens.
And then you walk by, picks up the kidney, sticks it in her bag, and it goes... Even I have limits.
Alright, so I vote we go with the Italian, because secrets are good.
Yes, I agree.
I like the German.
I like the German, but I'm sorry, but we have to, like, nobles, rich people, people, and fancy is probably what we're going to end up with.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily more fancy.
That's the trick with the secret. You make it fancy so no